In Southern California, fans gathered yesterday to say goodbye to a regional icon, Huell Hauser. He was a host of popular travel shows on PBS, focusing on the charms of his adopted state, California, and gaining a huge following with a camcorder and an aw shucks Southern drawl.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Huell Hauser, and you know, over the years, we have done literally thousands of stories about all kinds of subjects all over this state.
Hauser died earlier this month of cancer. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji was at yesterday's memorial and has this story.
Hundreds braved L.A. traffic and unseasonably cold weather to say goodbye to a man who took them to places they never knew they wanted to go and introduced them to people they never knew they wanted to meet.
His name was Huell Burnley Hauser. Don't we love the name Burnley? We never knew. He never said, hi, I'm Huell Burnley Hauser.
That's L.A. pop culture historian Charles Phoenix talking about the Tennessee native who thought everything about California was
amazing.
Would you look at that?
Wow.
That's amazing.
Impressions like those were rampant at yesterday's tribute because Huell Hauser was known for finding the amazing in the ordinary, and he did it for over 30 years. Meat market in East L.A.
Oh, boy.
Random state park in California nobody visits.
Oh, my gosh.
An Italian grocery store with a massive soda pop selection.
Amazing.
Well, at first, you know, you think, oh, this guy, he's an idiot. You know, he's so naive. He's amazed at everything. And then you realize he's a genius.
Matt Groening created The Simpsons and is a self-proclaimed
friend of Huell Hauser.
Groening says what was genius about Huell was his authenticity, and he wrote him into the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Under the Wrapper, where I, Huell Hauser, apply the art of detection to your favorite confections.
In this world of cynicism and pseudo-sophistication, a guy who's willing to be genuine is really refreshing. And everybody on the Simpsons writing staff, and I got to tell you, those are a bunch of cynical people, genuinely loved him.
California, here I come.
The hundreds of fans who genuinely loved Huell Hauser finished yesterday's tribute singing along to his version of California, Here I Come. In California, a giant state with every language, culture, and subculture you can think of, Hauser was one of the few common denominators, and you could see that in yesterday's turnout. Maybe it's because he never complained about the traffic or the smog. He just reminded us, every single day, why this place is so awesome. Or as he would say, amazing. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
Wow, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.